This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WAUK Daily News Roundup for the Shaw, 101.1 FM and 540 AM in Waukesha.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. There could be a reduced flow on Water Street. City of Milwaukee leaders are considering a major redesign of Water Street in downtown, aiming to slow traffic between Pleasant and Kilbourne. The project, in a planning stage now, could feature right-side bus-only lanes or a center-running bus corridor. City officials say they hope to have a preferred design by late next year. Milwaukee County got theirs done, and now Waukesha County has wrapped up budget season. County Executive Paul Farrow signed the nearly $400 million county budget for next year, which was unanimously approved by the county board. The sales tax talks stalled, with that not happening. The approved budget does cut spending from last year. The county tax rate comes down again, bringing it to the lowest level in over three decades. The largest part of the budget, $5.5 million, is allocated to law enforcement initiatives. Milwaukee's Pius High School has shared new surveillance video capturing an act of vandalism on the school. It shows a still unidentified person painting threatening messages on the front door, including warnings of violence against students. The footage shows the suspect, but his face is blocked by a cap and a mask. Milwaukee police want people to look at the footage to see if anyone recognizes that suspect. It's not just the moon starring in the nighttime show. In addition to the supermoon, the Leonids are in the supporting cast this weekend. Dixie Burns, an astronomy instructor at Madison College, tells people where to look.
If you can find a dark sky, you know, somewhere to look, you should be able to find some. If you can try to look away from the moon or use something to block off the moon. And your early morning hours are going to be best, 1 a.m., 2 a.m. to dawn. What you would expect is, you know, look at the sky. If it's dark, you know, every minute or few minutes, you would see one going by depending upon the intensity of the meteor shower.
The Leonids peak Saturday night into Sunday morning. The supermoon visible tonight will reach its peak early in the evening. The Milwaukee County Zoo had to say goodbye to Patty. The nation's oldest zoo hippopotamus passed away at the age of 55. She had lived at the zoo since 1972. The zoo says they had to make the difficult decision to euthanize Patty last weekend when she showed signs of declining health. And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
Still waiting for Chris. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Bucks head to Charlotte to take on the Hornets tomorrow night. Milwaukee now 4-8. The Hornets are 4-7. Chris Middleton is yet to play after surgery this summer on both of his ankles. Head coach Doc Rivers on whether there's a growing frustration regarding Middleton.
No. I mean, obviously we want Chris to play, but Chris is doing all the work. He's working his butt off. That's all. You know, as a coach, that's all you can ask for. And we were hoping we were going to be healthy, but we're not. And there's nothing you can do about it.
Men's college basketball should be a special night tonight at the Kohl Center as the Badgers honor Hall of Fame coach Bo Ryan and members of the 2014-15 team that went on to the Final Four. Meanwhile, the Badgers had their work cut out for them, hosting Arizona, the number 9th-ranked team in the nation.
Now we've got a tremendous test coming at us on Friday. You know, an extremely big team, an experienced team. Caleb Love backed one of the guard positions, put a lot of pressure on the rim. Obviously a really, really good team.
That's Badgers head coach Greg Gard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Pamela Anderson, a serious actor? It looks that way. The former Baywatch actress is getting rave reviews for her part in The Last Showgirl. The film tells the story of an aging performer whose show is about to be canceled. The film also stars David Bautista, cast as Anderson's character's manager, and Jamie Lee Curtis, who plays a waitress and is getting rave reviews for her performance. The film hits theaters in January and wide release after a limited run in December. He was a contestant every coach on the popular show The Voice wanted on their team. Michael Bublé was lucky enough to snag him for his team, but now Deadline reports that on Monday night's episode, host Carson Daly informed Bublé that country singer Tanner Frick has left the show unexpectedly and right before the knockout rounds. Ooh. If you're like me, you can't wait to not watch the next episode of The Voice. The show airs Monday nights on NBC. It's a story you would typically read in The Onion, which is interesting because it involves The Onion. The satirical newspaper has purchased right-wing conspiracy theorist Alex Jones' outlet InfoWars. InfoWars claimed bankruptcy due to lies spread about the Sandy Hook massacre. Does this seem like a strange marriage? It does indeed. One theory, according to Variety, says The Onion purchased the entity to keep it out of the hands of other alt-right conspiracy theorists. It's also not a bad publicity move for The Onion. To summarize the story, area man expects more truth and less lies with a dose of laughter. Variety reports that actress Sophie Turner will play Lara Croft in Amazon MGM's new Tomb Raider series. Variety says the Game of Thrones actress is the highest profile actress to play the role since Angelina Jolie and Alicia Vikander. The series is still in development stages. A release date has not yet been set. Who's up for a good old-fashioned boxing match? Jake Paul and Mike Tyson square off this weekend. Paul took to his social media platforms to troll Tyson by wearing diamond-spiked ear covers to get under the former champ's skin. The dig is from when Tyson bit Evander Holyfield's ear years ago. Not allowed in boxing. Paul is the odds-on favorite to win the fight. According to odds makers, Paul is the odds-on favorite due to the fact that Tyson hasn't fought in 19 years, has been near death due to illness more than once, and is more than twice Paul's age. Come on, Iron Mike. Sometimes people struggle after they retire. This appears to be the case for actress Cameron Diaz, who is ending her 11-year hiatus from show business. Diaz has been cast opposite Jamie Foxx in the Netflix spy movie called Back in Action, a comedy thriller. The duo previously starred together in the film Annie. Back in Action drops January 17th on Netflix. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We have a pretty nice weekend ahead, and you'll want to get out and enjoy it because things are eventually going to start to go downhill next week. Today, mostly cloudy, 53 this afternoon. Tonight, down to 44. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy, 54. On Sunday, partly cloudy with a high near 60. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature, 44.
That's your WAUK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at waukradio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.